in Defense of Humanity. We're talking about the notice of condition precedent. I'm going to read you the notice. It's not that long. This is the one that we post on our website. They're all going to be alike, except for the names that get changed. If you send the information, the instructions are right there. So if you click on that, you'll find the instructions. I think they're easy to understand. This is what the official notice says. Notice of condition precedent. In compliance with Executive Order 13132, Federalism, signed by President Bill Clinton on August 10, 1999, Section 2D, quote, the people of the states are free, subject only to restrictions in the Constitution itself or in constitutionally authorized act of Congress to define the moral, political, and legal character of their lives, unquote. I hereby define my political and legal characters as follows. Be it known by all that I, John Doe, as a living flesh and blood man, that on this posted date, I'm saying the word posted date, but that's what we do, we fill in the date, do hereby give notice to all in the world that I am not a citizen of the United States. Any who wish to challenge this admission must do so by responding to this notice within 30 business days of post date. Notice is also given to anyone in the world who may have a contract or unsigned presumed contract under the above name, living at the below address, that this notice serves as an addendum to all contracts or presumptions ab initio in which the signatory name may or may not appear. Notice that the following be included as part and above the signatory name, quote, without prejudice, unquote. Let it be known to all that this notice also serves to rebut any presumption that the state has parental authority, parentheses, parents patriae doctrine, parentheses, over my son and daughter, Jimmy John Doe, date of birth 5708, and Sally Ann Doe, date of birth 2/17/04. All return addresses or responses to be addressed as follows. All three line addresses will be returned to senders. John Doe is the first line, second line, 307 Johns Road, third line, Akron, Ohio. The zip code is in brackets. 12345 is the one we use in the sample. And the fourth line says United, small u, States of America. And that's it. We're not adding a whole lot more. We're keeping it simple. The whole idea is the more you put into these things, the more you have to defend, the more they can challenge you and they can interpret words differently. So we're trying to keep it as short and simple as we can. You're saying you're not a U.S. citizen. Should they say, well, then what are you? And your answer should be, what are my choices? Because they do not define things the same way we do. And you can say I'm an American national, and they could say, well, that's a U.S. citizen, and now you're off into an argument. So unless they tell you what your choices are, you're only obligated to tell them you're not a citizen of the United States Corporation. Okay? In conclusion, unless people wake up to the current ongoing word game and rebut the presumption that they are volunteering to be a code and tax slave for the government corporation called the United States, things will only get worse. As more and more rules, restrictions, penalties, fines, and fees are piled onto nearly every activity they are engaged in. What we were taught was a constitutional government has become a wildly profitable corporate enterprise running under the law merchant or the uniform commercial code. This was all done by stealth, and it was all done at the people's expense. So that's kind of all the information I wanted to provide last week when the show got interrupted with technical difficulties. I'm happy to take calls now if anyone has any questions or comments. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. 4-3. I know it's a terrible fraud and it's a terrible scam and it's a shock. You know, we have our 4th of July parades. We all think we have a Bill of Rights until they stamp on our Bill of Rights. Then all of a sudden we have to wonder. We went out west to a park, to several national parks this past summer. And when we went to Mount Rushmore, my husband went in and there were the national park guides, you know, standing around. It's pretty impressive, you know, the lobby and all of that. And there was a sign that said free speech zone, which just shocked my husband to death. And he went right up and said, I thought everything was a free speech zone. Why is it there's a sign that this is a free speech zone? What isn't a free speech zone? And the guard seemed to be, you know, the park ranger seemed to be prepared. And he says, oh, we've only put that in there because some people were trying to deny others from talking about their religions or something. But I think it's a little more, there's more to it than that, you know, establishing free speech zones. Now, is that for living men and women, flesh and blood men and women? Or is that because the corporation has passed regulations or statutes that persons are only allowed to express their opinions in certain locations? Again, we're back to the fact that it's a corporation writing rules for what it's passing off as human corporations, but in essence, human corporations can't speak at all. So it's a horrible, horrible deception that's ongoing. It has been ongoing. It's been getting worse. Now, as they appear to want to get rid of any exemption, religious or philosophical, regarding mandatory school vaccinations. California's done that. West Virginia's done that. I believe there's another state that has done that. They want to require that all children who attend public school receive these horrible vaccines. I'm very concerned that they're going to add Gardasil to the list. And the only way, you can take your child out of school, of course, and homeschool the child. But again, the corporation is going to want you to register as a homeschooling parent. People, the minute you register that child with them, they become parents patriae and you are subject to their rules and regulations. I think that is one of the hardest things for folks to understand. It's when we register, when we fill out, apply for a license, apply for a certificate. When we do that, we are consenting to being in that system. And we're being tricked into consenting. And this is going on. We're actually, as Peter says, we're volunteering. And we don't even know it because they're told we have to. Well, you don't have to. There is alternatives. But you can't see the alternatives until you start getting out of the matrix. Those who live in the matrix, I'm afraid some are never going to be comfortable challenging the system, and their future doesn't look too good to me, you know, because I see these rules tightening all the time. My husband went this past week to a talk that was given at a community center, and the speaker was from the Department of Homeland Security. And he was asked to come in and speak. And we have one right here. We have a fusion center in Central Ohio. It's a fairly large one. And he is employed by the Ohio Department of Homeland Security. Ohio set up its own division of the federal corporation. They got a grant after 9/11. And they took the money and set up their own fusion center, which is their Department of Homeland Security. And he said that they are monitoring the public looking for keywords, which surprised my husband, but it did not surprise me. What they're doing with the internet, you know, if you're using keywords that's on their list, then they are trying to do kind of what Cliff High, and that's what he said, they're trying to identify trends, he told the group. We're identifying trends. And the more we thought about that, we realized that if they've got keywords to identify trends, that means that whatever trend or whatever, if the population starts moving in the direction of saying no to all of this, and the trend is that they're going to challenge the court, these people want to know about it very early. This is going to make things a lot more difficult for us. Just to let you know that they are moving along to ensure, in my opinion, that there will be no organized resistance to where they're taking the society, which is, I think David Icke is right. I think that's cashless society, that's microchips. So just to let you know, this stuff is for real, and living in the Matrix is not a safe place to be. Okay, we've got some callers. I'm sorry, I kind of went on and on a little bit there. Bill from Austin, Texas. Are you there, Bill? Good evening.
Yes, good evening. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I have a quick question. How would we get in touch with you to send information possibly for you? Would we do it through your website or?
My email address is listed on the, if you go to the RBM page for my show, it's right, it's listed right up there on the page. It's No More Corruption.
Okay, great.
No More Corruption at wowway.com.
Oh, no, it was great. This good information that you have, you've come a long way. I have a quick question on the executive order 13132. That you read earlier, I noticed a couple of things on subsection D on the definitions. Uh-huh. Where it says fundamental federalism, this second one, section 2, says the people of the states. I'll assume they were talking about individual states and that corporate state. Says the people of the states are free, subject only to restrictions in the Constitution itself or in constitutionally authorized acts of Congress to define the political, moral, legal character of their lives. Unless it's in the Congressional Register, I'll assume that. But it seems they're talking about you would need to be a state citizen, according to this executive order, unless I'm reading it incorrectly.
Well, it depends. See, that they don't ever really specify when they say the people of the states, you know? Now, all of the states signed on to the bankruptcy. And if you look up United States Corporation, you will see that the states are instrumentalities of the federal corporation.
Right.
So when you say the people of the states, you know, it's hard to know what they're saying. However, we are free to define and notice the corporation of our status, irregardless.
Right.
But it's important that the government entities that are under the umbrella of the executive branch, that they see that and understand this is not an act of rebellion. See what I'm saying?
I understand. I'm just looking at this document here and just trying to piece it apart, but it says, quote, state or quote, states refer to the state of the United States of America. And the United States of America is a sovereign body politic of Congress.
Now I'm looking at the code definition here. U.S. Code, this is 28 U.S. Code 3002 definitions. And it says United States, remember he's the CEO of the corporation. United States means A, a federal corporation, B, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or C, an instrumentality of the United States.
Right.
So
I'm sorry for interrupting.
The states were made instrumentalities of the bankruptcy, and they're now, you know, the courts and everything, when you saw the Federal Register Act, and then you realize that they're saying that the states are free to do what they want, but the definitions have to work with the federal corporation. So you see that they're interlocked.
Mm-hmm.
They're not independent anymore.
Well, the reason I say that is I know someone that's handling some IRS cases right now, and they're going to the United States Court of Claims of the United States, which is an Article III type of court, where there's actually, you have constitutional rights. And he went from a circuit of the Court of the Fifth Circuit, where his case was entitled, he was the defendant and the United States of America was the plaintiff. And when he went to the Court of Claims, which was a constitutional court, they changed it to the United States instead of United States of America. So when it went from the Admiralty Court to the Constitutional Court, it was the United States. So well, that's why I'm saying on this.
I don't think he's got, there are no constitutional courts.
Well, along with
the Federal Reserve Note, remember the Clearfield Doctrine? Mm-hmm. When they got rid of constitutional money, and all we have is a Federal Reserve debt note, the courts, everything they're doing, they're dealing with the Federal Reserve note. Everything,
right.
And if you look at the Clearfield Doctrine, because they're all dealing with the Federal Reserve note, they're all obligated under the laws of contract. That's why
That's the reason I was asking you to send you this information for these current court cases, and this is on Westlaw, and they're dealing with these cases, and I can send you this information. It's more specific talking about this, and they're very technical about the terms, the meaning of words, like person's means. That's a big effect, like you were describing earlier. It has a big effect on the outcome.
Okay.
But I won't take up any more of your time. I'll send you this, and maybe we can narrow down this what they're talking about exactly when it says state.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in, Bill. Before I take the next caller, though, I do want to make a comment on case law. Case law to think that you're going to go in there and win on case law is just plain nuts, because these judges, and we did go into this, what the judges are doing, these judges get to make the decision all on their own. And they have case law up the yin-yang, and I have seen they can dig out case law to defeat almost any argument that you have. They could come up with another case law. In fact, that was made by a former, I'll have to look up his name. He wrote a book about this, The Fraternity, and he wrote a book about the fact that case law is used to do whatever the heck they want. They can disregard legislation. They can disregard the Constitution. They can do anything they want from the bench, and they do. So trying to hang your hat on case law, hoping you're going to get justice, when these judges can do anything they want, folks, I think it's just, I don't think you should be holding your breath on winning, okay? Okay, we have another caller from California. John, good evening. I'm sorry, this is the first caller from California. Sorry.
That's all right. I got two questions. One is the Blogspot, the condition precedent Blogspot. I know you're trying to use that as in lieu of not being able to go to the county recorder's office and get it recorded and all that kind of stuff.
No. John, let me say two things. You can use it in lieu of, or you should use it in addition to, and here's the reason. Because of the fact so much of this is on the internet, we had a long conversation, me and one of my fellows, about the fact that when you go to the internet, if you want a Google account, you have to agree to their terms and conditions, okay? And there seemed to be a question of how do we protect our rights when we need to use these tools, and they've got a whole set of terms and conditions. And the agreement that we came to is we have to have a notice from the internet to stand behind, as well as in the newspaper, because they are moving to electronic signatures faster than the speed of light.
Oh, okay. So we should just advertise it for 3 weeks in a newspaper, right? In addition to this, right?
You can do both, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In addition to what to the blog spot.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay. And the only other point, I had noticed about, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, that Peter Nice was advocating that we should all be calling ourselves non-resident aliens. Have you given any thought to this, or have you run across that before? And the problem I have with saying that is that one of the first things that makes anyone culpable for income tax withholding under subtitle A, under a withholding agent, is a group of people called non-resident aliens.
Now you ran into the reason why I've said to people, I don't claim who I am, because I think they can redefine
right.
their terms from their
right.
end.
Right.
And all
right.
of a sudden I'm in a group I didn't want to be in.
That's right. That's right. I think that's a wise admonition for you to give us, because I know what Peter Nice meant by a non-resident alien, but there have right. even been court cases where judges have said, well, if you're a non-resident alien, I'm going to make sure you're on the next boat to that holding facility in Cuba, Guantanamo, you know. So anyway.
I know. That's why I'm really not eager to do that until they tell us what the definitions, what are my choices.
Yeah,
they have to give me my choices and then define them, and then
right.
maybe I would be able to pick one. But not as long as they're playing all these words games, John.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. So I just wondered if you did mention Joyce Rosenwald, and I'm not sure what her position was on it. I don't recall she ever said anything in writing about non-resident aliens. I think that was just something that Peter Nice picked up, and I've actually seen it from some other fairly substantial websites regarding taxation and freedom and so forth. One is famguardian.com. And the other one is SEDM.org. And that guy, I think the guy's name is Chris Hansen. And he's one of several editors of those two sites. And he advocates that non-resident alien position. But he doesn't, in my opinion, he doesn't state quite clearly how to resolve the issue that I just discussed with you. So I haven't really adopted that either yet. So anyway.
I'm of the opinion, as long as we're using Federal Reserve notes. And now they want to go to cashless, which is really spooky. But as long as we're using Federal Reserve notes, they're all obligated under the laws of contract. Okay. No matter if you're a living man, okay, you're not a legal fiction person, period. That takes you out of their world, because they don't have, remember, they made us sureties. They couldn't take control and own us. They weren't going to feed us all.
right. They just want to tax us and...
Yeah, tax and code us to death, right?
Right.
We're tax and code slaves. Okay, John, some good points. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Al. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have Mark from Florida. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thanks for letting me in. You're talking about the state citizen, the U.S. national, can be established.
Go ahead.
Pardon me?
I didn't talk about those, but go ahead.
Well, I thought you was talking about your status.
We're talking about not being a U.S. citizen is as far as we got. That's where we're standing.
Okay. Well, not a U.S. citizen would be a state citizen.
Nope.
Or a U.S. national.
So you think that those are your two choices?
No, I think their choice is whatever you choose.
Okay,
but as far as the government actors accepting your choice or having to honor it, as much as they do not honor anything anyway.
Right.
You're either a U.S. citizen, Washington, D.C., citizen, 14th Amendment, or you're a U.S. national, a state citizen.
No, I don't think they recognize that. Do they recognize that?
Yes. and where it's done by affidavit.
It's, no, wait.
Pointed out.
Where do they recognize it?
Secretary of State.
No, I meant, is there, let's see.
The Secretary of State. You go from the top down, not from the bottom up. The Secretary of State validates your affidavit and passport as a U.S. national, state citizen. The term U.S. national means state citizen, not U.S. citizen.
Okay, so you've got a passport.
You have a choice on the passport.
Okay, so you have in your hands a passport that declares you are a U.S. national? You have such a thing?
No, I do not. I haven't settled all my accounts with the IRS I don't want to grant them the opportunity to wipe me out and settle the account and then grant me the status I seek. I'm seeking to settle my accounts and then establish my political status.
Okay, so you're working with the... Are you working with the philosophies of Winston Shrout?
No.
Okay. Where are you getting this idea that you're going to settle your account? From whom?
I'm trying to get there. Sovereign to Serf, S-E-R-F, sovereigntosurf.com. Roger Sales wrote the book. It's $5 download for the book.
Okay. I have not...
The whole story and the history of citizenship and the Supreme Court rulings on citizenship. Okay. All the way down the line.
Okay, wait a minute. Back up. He's talking about Supreme Court rulings. Okay, now let's go back to what reality is. Reality is we are in law merchant. The Supreme Court was set there to make decisions regarding the Constitution, but that's not the rule of law that we're under. We're not under the rule of law as established by the Supreme Court. They violate it all the time. The justices make terrible decisions. We are under law merchant. The law of contract.
I agree.
The law of contract.
I agree. Yet they must follow procedure or they screw themselves. Why hasn't Hillary Clinton been arrested? Because Title 18 is not law. They can't bring it against her. She knows that they know it. And if they do it, then she'll bring it up. Then everybody will know it. So they just let her be.
Now, wait,
let themselves
back
be.
Up, back up. They don't follow procedure because we don't have a way to punish them when they violate the procedure, which they do all the time. In fact, I have a personal case where we found a local, large, huge institution that violated the laws set by Congress for age discrimination. And what happened? The Supreme Court changed the laws regarding age discrimination. What I'm saying is they can change the laws when you corner them. People keep thinking you can take their legal system and get justice.
I don't disagree, but don't get off on a tangent. I'd like to stick to my train of thought, please. They do as they please. They're liars and thieves, yet they do have procedures that they must follow or they screw themselves. That's why Hillary hasn't been arrested. Title 18 is not law. They know it. She knows it. Now, they'll take Title 18 against you because you're nobody. You're not in their group. It's selective enforcement. But if they enforced it on her, it would be public and the whole world would hear about it.
Okay, we're going to break. We'll be back shortly. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I wanted to read before we continue this was written by this judge who wrote this amazing book called The Fraternity. Okay, his name is Justice John Malloy. He wrote the book called The Fraternity, Lawyers and Judges in Collusion. Okay, and this is what he said: disturbing evolution. Our Constitution intended that only elected lawmakers be permitted to make law, yet judges create their own law in the judicial system based on their own opinions and rulings. It's called case law, and it is churned out daily through the ruling of judges. When a judge hands down a ruling, and that ruling survives appeal with the next tier of judges, it then becomes case law or legal precedent. This now happens so consistently that we've become more subject to the case rulings of judges rather than to the laws made by the lawmaking bodies outlined in our Constitution. And that's what I was trying to say when we talk about case law. It's not a good place to hang your hat because they can do anything they want. Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to add? We have another caller.
I just wanted to add, you establish your political status. You do it by affidavit. The book Sovereign to Serf.
Well, that's a good
time. Spells it out nice and simple.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. People can check that out on their own. I don't necessarily think that that's the direction I would go. That's not what we're proposing. But for those who want to check it out and make their own decisions, I'm all for it. Thanks for bringing that info in. All right. We have another caller from Idaho. Judy from Idaho. Are you there, Judy?
Oh, thank you so much for your show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to mention about this series that is coming on this Wednesday night called The Truth About Vaccines. And if people will go to that, thetruthaboutvaccines.com, Ty Bollinger is the one that is doing another series. He did one a few months ago, and I watched it every night for, oh, it was over a week. Pretty time-consuming, but it was very excellent. And I'm sure this one will be the same. So I just wanted people to know on your show. I didn't know if you were aware of it, but it starts Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. That's my time, Mountain Standard Time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so it's on the internet.
We've talked a lot about vaccines, and anybody who still believes in vaccines definitely must watch that show.
Yes.
If you still believe in vaccines, my gosh, you're going to have a big wake-up call on it, and it's overdue.
Well, that's sure the truth. And this goes on for 7 nights, and so it's a little time-consuming, but every bit of it, it's worth it. And I wanted to say that I have a lot of grandchildren now in college and that are married and that are having children. And although they are opposed to vaccines, a lot of times their spouse isn't, because they aren't educated. And I think it is so important that we educate as much as we can, because when these kids get married, they don't always have the same idea about whether or not to vaccinate their kids.
Right.
And one of them, especially, her husband's an optometrist, so he's into the medical field, and he definitely says they're vaccinating their kids. And it makes it hard, because she grew up, she was homeschooled, and she wasn't vaccinated growing up, and so it makes it kind of hard, and these are good series. I'm trying to get all of my grandkids educated by watching these, because they are so excellent.
Yes.
So I thought people on your show might want to hear that, and they can look into that.
Okay, thanks for the info.
Okay.
For those who don't know, I do have a website, Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines, and one of the items on the website, and I don't know if Ty is going to talk about this, but it seems like most people in the vaccine movement don't talk about it. And that is the horrific corruption in Big Pharma, and the fact that Big Pharma has taken control of these agencies. And on the Parents Against Mandatory Vaccine website, you can click on Big Pharma Exposed. Trust me, people, Big Pharma is behind these getting rid of exemptions. Big Pharma has all the money in the world to bribe all the legislators they can. And they absolutely put on programs. Dr. Paul Offit came to Columbus, Ohio, and I was just shocked, because they paid him to come, and he sang the song to all the pediatricians about the values of vaccines. He is a paid shill for Big Pharma. And sadly, he ends up on the agenda of these meetings, and all he's doing is giving propaganda. So it's going to be tough to reach any doctor, I think, but we can try. Okay, thanks, Judy. And I'd like to take the call from Chris before we run out of time. Chris is near Las Vegas. Good evening, Chris.
Well, good evening to you, Miss Al, and thank you again for your great due diligence and investigatory and expository work.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris.
Your, pardon me, your observations about this legal, what they call legal positivism, which is judicial activism, where they manufacture their own versions of case law.
Yes.
And put out their edicts in their inquisitorial superpowers church court that they operated, the Black Pro Police, the Ball.
Yes.
Are particularly insidious.
Well, yeah.
In fact, we have a couple of those here in the western United States, Anna M. Brown at the north, and, of course, Judge Gloria Navarro, Harry Reid, an appointee here in Nevada District, who has been particularly terroristic and oppressing the people, and particularly being very biased in her so-called administration of justice in her private bar court.
Yes.
And, myself, I'm also caught in the middle of trying to defend against the negative illusion of hypothecated accusations, and I might prey upon you, if you had it in your good graces, to maybe send me a letter that you might point out what you think of me after the several years we've been communicating via radio talk shows and telephonic consultations and so on and forth. They're questioning my competency, although I think it's more accurately that my competency probably is in excess of what they would like it to be. That way I'm not so easy to dispense with in a court.
And, but you know what, Chris? I mean, if you listen to the show, you're a flesh and blood living man. How is it that the corporation can even recognize what competency is? How can you question that? I mean, if you go in there and say, I'm a living man and you're a corporation, you are not in any position to question competency of any living man. I mean, how can they do it?
Well, I'm with you on that, and I put in notices, I put in affidavits of status, I put in advisories and so on and so forth, challenges to jurisdiction, to impersonal nature, and so on and so forth. Of course, they just do what judges do, and they keep rolling over. They don't prove jurisdiction. They just are legal terrorists. These are tyrants, effectually making themselves god men and women, or goddesses, for the females, as the case may be. And there are so-called church war courts where they commit war against we the people under that private foreign corporate fictitious nom de guerre or corporate trade merchant name, as you like to call it.
Yep.
Both the same thing.
Yep.
But I truly have done that. But when they arrest you falsely and they manufacture false claims against you and indict you for being a felon criminal to put you into their custody, to create the illusion that you're in their control and custodial care, what they term to be care, and they want to commit you so they can psycholobotomize you and wipe your brain because you're such a pain in their butt, because you do have quite a bit of knowledge in that respect. It's a very dangerous concept for those of us.
Yeah, it is. I agree. And I can remember Peter saying, well, you know, we've got a lot of ideas here, but nobody knows how criminal they're actually going to get. In other words, when they can sit on the bench and just do anything, we have lost control of the judiciary, people. And I think that happened a long time ago, Chris.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And when you go back to that 1913, we really have to go back to the founding of this country, when the British British Admiralty Trade, if you like to call it that, and when they came here and basically were the Federalists versus the Anti-Federalists, and sent them out as sappers and miners to commit seditious conspiracy against America, undermine and take control of the government via the judicial system, which they fairly well seized control by putting a bar requirement on every court in the land.
Right.
So that you have to be part of that British registry in order to play.
Right. Exactly. And one friend refers to the American Bar Association as the largest secret society in the country.
Ah, indeed. And of course, then you got Blue Lives Matter and the other justice systems, and they're all in the Masons, or Masons, if you like that better, and other secret societies.
Right.
And they also are running secret databases and creating hit lists against Americans to silence the freedom of speech and freedom of the press and the obligation of the people to put the sunshine of light on the criminality of these corporate governments that are turned into racketeering enterprises, which I'm bringing a case myself for here in this location.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, they really have. What they've done in my town, we just shake our head. We can't believe what they're up to. They're taking all this federal money and they're restructuring our whole town. And it doesn't matter that we have meeting after meeting that is packed where the people are saying no, no, no. They do it anyway because they've already signed the contract to take the grant.
Oh, you know? Take the money.
And so
I am telling you, our
city council had a meeting where they voted and agreed that they would go after as many grants and government loans as they qualified for. Can you believe that? And
well, sure.
So it had nothing to do with what the people who pay taxes in this community want. No, they're just on their own little trip, you know, reconfiguring the whole town in a way that nobody wants. These old horrible roundabouts, don't get me started, okay? And
well, that's their motto, is get the money by any means or schemes they possibly can. But I know you got lots of callers, so I'll get off. But if you get a chance, give me a call later on the week and be blessed. Thank you so much for your hard work, and God bless America, and help RBN. And
thank you, Chris. And I'll be thinking about you. I wish the best to you. Okay, we have another caller, Alan from West Virginia. Alan, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm glad to hear Chris there and you both. I just want to clarify something here when we're talking about U.S. citizens. And, you know, that's the whole thing. We all know this is a corporation. At least by now you should know. If you don't, there's something wrong. But when they, you know, when you're a U.S. person, a citizen, then you're a corporation too, basically.
That's right.
That's why they ruled that the corporation had the same preferential rights as a U.S. citizen.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's all fiction.
It's all
fiction. So what Chris and the rest of us need to do is step out of that realm of being a fiction and prove that you're not a fiction by stipulating it into public law. And after a year and a day, if you go register that, have it put in public law or public notice, rather, into the courthouse. And after a year and a day, if they don't contest it, then it automatically becomes law.
I don't think you have to wait.
That's what I've done, and I don't have any problem.
Alan, I don't think you have to wait a year. I think you can do it in 30 days.
Well, I don't know. In most law that I've studied, it's a year and a day. And you give them a notice. I went around and gave everybody a notice myself.
Right.
I gave the magistrate a notice. I gave the prosecuting attorney a notice. I gave the sheriff a notice. And then I put it, like I said, in public record.
Yeah.
And then after that, I've never had a problem.
They
don't really want anything to do with me.
Right. Now, some people are having problems getting it in the public record. Now, I found out that in my state, a decision was made statewide, apparently, and this is the song and dance that they told us, that they would only put certain things, the clerk would only file certain things in public record because, according to this particular clerk, somebody had sued them. So they decided they would make a blanket rule across the whole state that clerks could only file certain documents in the court and on the record. And other people have told me in other locations that they've had difficulty getting the clerk of courts to file their documents.
I've heard that too, but the thing of it is, then they're totally unlawful.
Well,
so you can bring charges up against them, and what you can do is go to this, a different county in that state, or wherever you have to get it done. No matter how far you have to travel, it doesn't matter, and then send the copy to the Secretary of State. But I always waited. I waited to a year and a day. That way, there was no way they could, I didn't want to stir the pot until it was already thick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we're getting ready to wind up. Thank you, Alan, for calling in, and I hope that people, by the time the show's over, they understand the difference between a person and a flesh and blood living man and woman, because the distinction is critical. Please, people, you have to resurrect yourself from the dead. Legal fiction persons can't walk or talk. I mean, they are not real. So if you don't rebut that presumption will haunt you, including the presumption that they own your children. Because of the birth certificate. That's another presumption that's got to be rebutted. So please stay tuned for our imaging prayer that we do after every show, every Saturday night. Our last 5 minutes is an imaging prayer. And please help us take some time to enjoy the beautiful music and create in your head an image, a real image of the kind of world you would like to see for our children, for ourselves and our grandchildren, the kind of world that we know we deserve. So if we don't put some effort into this, this is painless. This we can do all by ourselves quietly, and it's an enjoyable exercise. And believe it or not, people, it can make a big difference. So enjoy the imaging prayer and come back next week and see what we're going to talk about then. Good night, everyone.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
could witness was desperate conditions in London at the time. And at the time, according to Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, the central bankers had just created another boom and bust, and the people were incredibly poor. Okay, they do this, and that's what caused the Great Depression. They create these artificial booms and busts, and when the bust comes, there's no jobs. But that's what Dickens was responding to, and I hope you listen to it. It's beautiful. No one can say this man wasn't the most amazing writer. And thanks, John, for putting this on for everybody's enjoyment on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, people. I will be back in 2 weeks.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPS.